97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Scams are nothing new, but new legislation in Wisconsin is taking aim at scams involving cryptocurrency kiosks.
It's not unique to Wood County. It is a statewide issue.
That's Wood County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Quentin Ellis talking with WFHR. He said the scammers use a variety of scripts.
They will call with any amount of different scenarios. One was actually people were calling saying they were me. Me from the Wood County Sheriff's Department needed you to put money in a cryptocurrency kiosk to avoid coming to jail.
Scammers use emotional manipulation to threaten their victims with arrest or jail if they don't respond immediately. They target vulnerable populations, often elderly individuals, and will pose as trusted authority figures.
It's definitely a statewide problem. It's just there hasn't been one telltale way to respond to it because of the lack of regulation of these machines.
Chief Deputy Ellis says several other states already have legislation in place to protect against this type of scam.
I'm very hopeful that this passing legislation will act as a major deterrent to these companies and keep them from allowing this type of thing to happen to our people in Wisconsin.
The bill has broad bipartisan support and would protect both consumers and operators.
Everybody except these major, major corporations that are based wherever else in the nation or in the world even, they're getting their money, and everybody else here in Wisconsin that's falling to these is becoming a victim.
Assembly Bill 968 will have a second reading on the assembly floor on February 17th. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Badgers back at it tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers now rank 24th in the nation after beating number 10th ranked Michigan State Friday night. The Spartans dropped in the AP top 25 poll down to 15th. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Value City Arena in Columbus. Greg Gard on how his Badgers team has improved.
We're getting better. You know, and that's, everybody talks about the lulls of February or the dog days of February, and I don't believe in that. I believe in, obviously, you have to be smart with how you use your days and your time and your practice hours and those things and not wear guys out. You have to be healthy and have to be fresh, but we've always had the mindset of get better.
In hockey, at the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's team defeated Sweden by a score of 5-0. The women's team has six former or current players from the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll advance to the finals Thursday against Canada. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and not as warm today with highs in the mid-40s. For tonight, rain developing, steady temperatures in the upper 30s. On Wednesday, breezy with a mix of clouds and sun, a few leftover showers in the morning, highs in the upper 40s.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.